What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, first of all, I am so sorry. I cannot believe it. I once again forgot to include a clip that I said I was going to include at the end of yesterday's episode with our new and improved professional 11 Labs voice. Hopefully now you kind of get a glimpse into just how bad I am at keeping things organized and remembering things and how overwhelmed my brain is right now. I can't even remember what I said I was going to include at the end of an episode after having recorded that very episode. So it only takes me about 15, 20 minutes apparently to forget something. And hopefully you also have some more sympathy for my wife who has to deal with this aspect of my personality every day and in all things. So anyway, without further ado and without further delay, here is the professional version of our 11 Labs voice. And you guys, I have to say, I was absolutely blown away by this. Check it out. Hello, I want to be fully transparent with you. I'm an AI version of Alex, created to help create content under the digital pop umbrella. I'll always be clear about my AI nature and any limitations I may have. Anyway, today I am introducing our first new show under the Digital Pop Podcast Network, The Daily, for Sapphire, where we talk about the biggest and latest breaking news in AI every day. So give us a follow, subscribe to the YouTube channel, check us out on all of the socials, and I will see you here every single day with the latest breaking news in AI so you can stay at the forefront of the biggest technological advancement in human history. Okay, there you have it. Like I said, my mind was entirely blown, especially when comparing this to some earlier examples that we've had on the show and the earlier example of the instant voice from 11 Labs as well. This is quite a bit different, and my mind is absolutely racing with the potential use cases and the potential for scaling up content. And I haven't been able to stop thinking about the results of this generation since we got it. So definitely let me know what you guys think in the comments. Okay. To today's show, we are now on part 9 of our AI for Beginners series. I think we're going to have two more episodes, guys, following today's. One tomorrow on kind of the ethics and responsibility of AI users and AI creators. And then finally, a wrap-up episode, a little conclusion talking about the future of AI and what's coming next. But in today's episode, I wanted to give you a comprehensive list of all the AI tools that you can start using right now in your marketing work, in your workflows, in your content creation. Test them out, find the workflows and the processes that work for you and that fit nicely into your existing output and workflows, and don't wait to implement. So if you're still looking for the 10 or so tools or a list of tools that you can try today and right now, this is definitely the episode for you. Let's start with probably the most popular and well-known tools and the tools that are responsible for everybody knowing about AI, who knows about it right now, and that's the language models. And these are all the ones that we've mentioned earlier on this show, but of course they have to be on this list. ChatGPT, of course, they have a free version, the plus version, the pro tier. You can get access to their GPT-4 model if you're going to pay, again, today. You also have Claude, the language model that's developed by Anthropic, and then finally Google's Gemini, again, all three of which we talked about on this series. But if you haven't got around to using them yet or testing them out, that's why they're included here to make another effort to get you to take a look at these tools. Okay, now let's talk about a tool or two that are used for search and research in particular. If you are a content creator like me, then you likely have to do quite a bit of research in your processes and workflows when you're creating an episode or you're creating a blog or a report or something. And so these are the two tools that I use the most. The first one is Perplexity, and Perplexity kind of burst onto the scene as one of the first, if not the first, AI search engine experiences. And it provided just that, a game-changing experience with their summaries and citation of sources and really detailed, in-depth synopsis of well-done, strong research. Google basically countered kind of with AI overviews initially. However, in their new premium offering, their pro offering, they have introduced what's called Gemini Deep Research. So if you're in the advanced plan for Gemini, then you can turn on 1.5 Pro with Deep Research. And it's, in my experience, kind of been like Perplexity on steroids as far as analyzing an incredible amount of sources and citations. Again, you will need Gemini Advanced to unlock the full capabilities of Deep Research, but I've just started experimenting with it versus Perplexity. And it's almost frustrating how happy I am with it, considering what a big fan of Perplexity I am as well. So you can add Perplexity or Google Deep Research to your list now. Okay, moving on to project and task management software, I have another two tools for you here. The first one is Notion with their Notion AI offering. The second is Asana, which is the tool that I use for my project and task management. As far as Notion goes, they have Notion AI, and then Asana has Asana Intelligence, both of which are designed to help you kind of optimize your work within each platform. As far as Notion AI goes, creating lists and workflows and documents, especially in the case of Asana, really especially optimizing your projects and your project workflows. Two great project management tools there that now have AI built in. Okay, the next category here is a big one, and I think one of the primary use cases for language models and generative content, and that is writing. And this is kind of unique, actually, because the language models at the top of this list now, ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, the language models that are at the heart of the AI technological boom are incredibly good at writing now. So they are excellent writing assistants on their own, but there are a couple that are specific to writing, and one in particular has been around for a while, so you should at least be aware of them. The first one that's been around for a bit is Jasper, and it offers a bunch of different writing and content templates to help you crank out a ton of different content types, and it learns how to write like your brand, like your writers over time. And then the other one is Writer, which kind of focuses, again, on that brand consistency as well across your writing and content. Both of these tools, however, are paid, so they're going to require premium subscriptions, which is maybe another reason I think that right now it probably makes sense if you are a beginner to start just with the language models if you're dabbling with AI-generated writing. But again, I wanted to make sure that these were included on our list today. Okay, the next tools that I want to talk about are probably my favorite on this list and some of my favorite AI tools to work with in general. These are the coding companions or the coding tools in the AI space right now. We have talked a lot about these on the show in the past. And as far as marketing use cases, the ability that these give marketers in particular to quickly whip up either prototypes that they can then pass on to development teams or full-blown tools by themselves in an incredibly quick manner is a game changer, especially if you want to develop some of those free lead magnets and some free tools, which we talk about a lot as being a great strategy, a great tactic for marketers. First, in this space, we have Replit and their Replit agent, which does have a free version, so you can get in there and start doing some testing. And essentially the way their paid version works now is you get a subscription-based amount of credits in dollars, I believe, and then each checkpoint that the agent reaches, so whenever some development work is done and accomplished, then you get charged. And I have to say it's pretty intuitive and I think it makes sense, and you're still able to get quite a bit of work done, in my opinion. Next up, we have Bolt.new, and this is kind of the newer player in this AI coding assistant space, but definitely worth a try. Again, these tools are all about being able to enter in a concept or idea as a prompt in natural language and have the agents build the web application for you. It does definitely help to have a little bit of coding knowledge, so if that's you, all the better for it. But if not, definitely don't let that be a barrier. Even working with these tools is kind of a learning curve of its own. So if you can learn how to draw out something that works from these tools, then you should definitely build with them. So we have Replit, we have Bolt.new, and then lastly, we have GitHub Copilot, which is GitHub's coding assistant. So if you are already a GitHub user, you're probably a little more comfortable with that platform. You probably are familiar with AI coding assistants in general, so maybe this isn't news to you, but you have a coding assistant right there within that GitHub tool that you can try out without even having to worry about jumping into two new tools or creating new accounts or paying for Replit or Bolt.new. Okay, and then the last tools I want to talk about today are the design tools that are powered by AI. The first one I want to talk about is Canva. This is the one that I use, and if you are in the design space or have worked with designers in the last few years, you have likely heard of Canva. Even more so if you were like me, a beginning designer. Canva was an incredible design tool even before any integration with AI, but then they added and acquired Leonardo.ai's technology and integrated that into their tool. So now you can generate images and other assets right within Canva, which makes it incredibly powerful. And that's what I do for a lot of my creative workflows. Just the fact that I can stay right within Canva and use a pretty good image generator, in my opinion, is super helpful. And then lastly, I thought I would include Midjourney here in these design tools as well. This is one of the image generators that we covered in that image generator episode. I think it's a great tool to get started with as far as image generators go. So it's also going to make this list of AI tools that you can use today and that you should use today. Okay, so let's do a quick rundown of these tools. Again, we have the language models, ChatGPT, Claude, Gemini, the research tools, Perplexity and Gemini's Deep Research, Notion and Asana for project and task management. If you want to do a little more dedicated writing, specific tools, or you want to do some testing of some specific writing tools versus these large language models, Jasper or Writer are two writing AI tools, and those are both going to be paid, just as a reminder. And then we have the coding assistants, Replit, Bolt.new, and GitHub's Copilot. And then finally, those design tools, Canva and Midjourney. So I really think that this is a great starter or beginner toolkit of AI tools to start familiarizing yourself with and start testing out. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.